Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Emily, could you explain your role in the police and also in respect to this subject?
So my name's Emily Evans. I'm a Detective Chief Inspector here at West Berkshire, so based at Newbury Police Station, and I am the VORG lead for local police area.
And you've particularly got involved with the violence against women and girls, is that right?
Yeah, so sorry, I used the acronym there. So
Oh,
yes,
right.
so the Violence Against Women and Girls lead for our local police area.
Alice, just explain your role in the Independent Advisory Group, if you could.
So I'm the chair of the Independent Advisory Group for West Berkshire. So every local police authority has got one. So we are for I am for West Berkshire, and the Independent Advisory Group is a member of is made up of member of the public, and who have got experience of lived experience of what how to deal with the police. Equally also what we turn around and do is because we want to be positive about the police, so we want to take the messages out. So this is what we do. So what we tend to do is we tend to advise, represent the community, and you use the voice of the community to help with the policing locally, and offer advice of how we can engage better with the community and the police. So that's one part of it, because in the with the policing there are different ways of engagement. So we are actually the critical friend of the police. We are as a and as I mentioned, as a member of the public, we are also volunteers, so we've got no connections with the police as such. But we do work together to make a difference.
So if we start with the national strategy, I believe the strategy umbrella of this is serious violence strategy. Is that right? Could you explain what that is?
Okay, so obviously the violence against women and girls particularly relates to violence against women and girls. So this could be serious sexual assaults, specific crimes such as murder, grievous bodily harm, and knife crime. But that serious violence strategy applies to everyone. But the particular difference here is around that this violence against women and girls, it was initiated to do more to protect and raise awareness for women and girls in our community and support them and build their trust and confidence.
Okay. And how is this being worked in West Berkshire regarding violence against women and girls?
So in West Berkshire, we have a Violence Against Women and Girls working group, which was set up in September 2022. And this consists of a partnership group working with the council, the Violent Reduction Officer, Training Standards, Street Busters, our BID, the Pub Watch, and the Town Council, and the local sort of shops and businesses, and Berkshire Youth as well, to get a group together in order to try and help our community work forward around how we can support women and girls and tackle that violence and restore that confidence that we have. So this can be around working with our bystander training. So there's been a lot of work that has been done nationally around supporting victims of sexual abuse and sexual assault that happens in the nighttime economy. So when I mean that, in the town centres. So we have worked our way to really change the public's view on this. And it's not about how the victim behaves in this now. It's actually our perpetrators who come into the nighttime economy, and they actually prey on those victims that are drunk, so intoxicated, that may have lost their friends and are quite vulnerable. And they actually come in and prey on women in that situation. And they then look to try and engage and try and facilitate a crime. So we are working with our local businesses in order to provide bystander training. So this is to be the eyes and ears, if you like, in the community to watch out for that behaviour, to try and pick up on it, to then identify and highlight those individuals that are coming in to target women, and point them out to the police or call the police or get the women or girls some help and support that they may need if they're vulnerable.
So who are these bystanders?
So the bystanders are individuals that we have trained in the local community. So these could be employees of some of the pubs and licensed premises that we have. We've also got our street pastors that are our volunteers in the community that work during the evening. And we have other people that are trained to one, deliver this training, and then to go out and work in the evenings and support violence against women and girls.
When did this scheme, this bystander scheme, start, and has it shown any progress?
So I can't comment on any statistics for the progress, but what it definitely has done is give that reassurance to women and girls, that to have that confidence and that support, and also just to raise awareness. So there's been lots of campaigns across the country with families that have suffered, you know, abuse of their children, their young girls, and also family members that sort of touched and affected, and they've seen that trust and confidence has built, because we are, you know, it's always working afterwards is in terms of what we could have done better. So now we're trying to be forward thinking in terms of what can we do to stop something happening, to make someone feel more comfortable when they come into our town centres, when they come in to enjoy themselves. That's what they should do. They shouldn't have that fear of what may happen if they get too drunk or if they lose their friends. They should have that confidence that people are there to look out for them. And then we can provide the community that support so that they can do their bit to help protect others.
I believe Laura Farris, the MP, did a survey of women and girls. And I know one of the couple of the things that came up were particularly the canal area, walking along the canal and across the car parks, for example, in Newbury. So that would feed into the bystander thing, would it? They'd be identified in the town centre and then stopped, so if you like, from following.
This is about like creating safer spaces. And what we did was we completed a survey to the public, which was available. There's been about 350 people complete the survey, and we still got the option of more people completing it. So I can send you those links. And this was about trying to create those safer spaces and identify those areas where people felt unsafe. Now, I do think it is a societal issue. You know, we have underpasses in Newbury where, you know, women and girls may not want to use at night just because they feel they don't feel safe there. And that could be if we put those subways anywhere in the country. Same with car parks or secluded areas like canal paths. You know, they're not lit. They're going to be areas that are fairly secluded. So it's trying to change that mindset, isn't it? And trying to change the mindset of the girls that are growing up in our society so that they feel safe, so they don't have to think about where they go, which route they take. They shouldn't have to think about that, but they do. But I do think that is an issue that all women and girls face. And, you know, despite the fact that I've been in the police nearly 28 years, I still may choose a different route in the winter when I'm out running to what a man would choose, because it's just something that's within me that is, so trying to change that is really quite challenging.
Do you think men could play a part in here in trying not to appear as if they're following, for example, or if they're running to say a runner on your left or whatever it is?
Yeah, they could do that. They could sort of like show that they're there, couldn't they? Because that almost then it doesn't feel so sinister if someone's running up behind you, or if you're in a secluded area. You know, you could choose to run in the road if it's safe, so that you're in a bit better light. And that's what we've been doing in the community. We've been identifying those places where people feel unsafe. We've been utilising the council to cut the bushes down if need be, or improve the street lighting to try and make places feel safer.
The meeting on the 29th at the Waterside, how did that go?
I think the meeting went very well. We did not know what we were going to get, but I still think that the people who attended got information that is important, and I'm hoping that they will disseminate. But this event is not going to be a one-off event. We were planning to do more, because I do think this is a conversation that needs to be shared more with the community. I mean, this, you know, as I said, with the IAG, we as a group we want to be part of the engagement side of it for, and help with the police to disseminate whatever they do. Because there are things that the IEG do. I mean, with the thing involved, we look at activities like rural crime, stop and search figures, hate crime awareness and all those. So those are all important topics that the public needs to know. So, and the start of this, of this event in at the waterside was a good event. I mean, we also, not only the police shared what they were doing, there were other groups as well. So Baksha Youth sort of shared what they were doing as well to help, you know, and there was also other groups that were there as well to share what the experiences were. So it was, I think it's a positive. And also, the people who have attended can disseminate information. I mean, we are not going to be stopping here. There will be newsletters coming out as well. And like, you know, what Emily has said, there are, you know, if people follow the Thames Valley Police Facebook, they'll get loads of information there too, especially with the survey that we are asking, because, you know, it's important for people to know. But equally, or there are safe space apps as well that women can have. So literally, I would say the IEG is trying to increase awareness of what information needs to be to the public. So I would say the event was positive.
Great. And you've mentioned Facebook and so forth. My next question was how people can get involved and give feedback, etc.
So I can send you some links if you like, Paul. We have
that'll be lovely.
We have some engagements coming up at the end of July and throughout August in different towns in our borough here. And so, you know, people can come along and engage with the members of the partnership and also with the police just to raise awareness and give that support. And then that will then hopefully spread the word into the community around what we're doing to support.
Okay, if you could send those to me, I'll put them on the Kennet Radio website. And yep. What of the future? How does this initiative go forward?
So we'll carry on with what we're doing to raise awareness. We're also working really, really hard to try and secure the number of outcomes. So when I say that, when someone reports an offence involving a violent offence or a sexual offence against a woman and young girl, we do our best to try and have a prosecution so that we take that person to court that's caused that harm. Because then it gives that victim that reassurance that they've done the right thing to come forward and have the confidence to come forward. We're training all our officers in that improved victim care and doing all we can so that they give the best level of service to our victims who report this, because it's really, really difficult in some circumstances in particular to come forward and have the courage to report this to the police. And so we do want to promise that we will do our best for those victims that come forward.
Anything to add, Alice?
I would say, yeah, exactly that. And also, but also encourage the public to report is the most important thing. I think people are frightened to report, but I know, be assured that the police are there to help. Because I do think nationally we've had a bad reputation, but that's not local. And so I do think that you have to turn around and think about our local police. We are very, very different, and we would like to help one another. But do reach out to us as well as the IEG. So, you know, just connect with us at the police. We've got Claire Williams, who's our link. So if you reach out to her, she'll be the person that can share what details you need.
So if someone is involved in an incident, how should they report it?
I would say the website or ring. Is it 101?
101.
But if it's immediate and they need help now, then they should obviously ring 999.
999, right. Yeah.
Excellent. Emily and Alice, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.